Going now to a guest who's got something big happening on Friday, a mission on her hands. She's chosen to accept it. Harriet Wilson is one of the estimated 120,000 girls and women in New Zealand suffering from the painful inflammatory condition endometriosis. And her coping mechanism is to get her body moving, and running is her passion. Harriet's mission involves tackling 650 km of terrain, roughly the distance between Auckland and Wellington. And she's here with us now. Kia ora, Harriet.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you? So you're getting ready for Friday?
That's right, yep, building up, doing the last preparations and getting ready.
How long is that going to take you?
8 days, all going well, back-to-back days of activity and chipping away, and be done on the 9th, hopefully.
Chipping away. Right. So 650 divided by 8. How many Ks a day?
Oh, a lot.
80 something?
I think that's about the average. So the biggest run day will be the old Ghost Road, which is 85 kilometres, and the biggest bike day will be 107. So some shorter ones.
Oh, okay, so it's not all running.
No, that's right. It's running and biking.
Running and biking, okay. Did you say the old Ghost Road?
That's correct, yeah.
Where's that?
That's on the trail from Seddonville to Lyle on the west coast.
So you're not going state highways. You're not going the highways, you're going the byways.
That's right, taking the more scenic route, hopefully. So, farewell Spit to Ross, covering the three main tracks will be the Heafy, the Old Ghost Road, and the Paparoa.
Yes.
And I'll bike the road bits between those three and finish on the West Coast Wilderness Trail.
I see. Fantastic. Well, that sounds like an amazing 8 days. And this is all about endometriosis. And when were you first diagnosed with it?
That's right. So all for a good cause. I was first diagnosed in 2019. So I'm one of the lucky 1 in 10 that got it pretty quickly. But on average, it takes about 9 years for females to be diagnosed. So it's a pretty widespread condition. And I'm really lucky to be able to be supporting it and doing what I can to help.
Why does it take so long to be diagnosed?
I think historically it's just been something that people don't talk about. And so with that, it just gets, I guess, swept under the carpet a bit. But I think people are starting to talk about it a bit more. The more people I talk to, the more people seem to have it or know someone who has it, you know, their friend, their auntie. And so I think now that people are starting to talk more, it's hopefully going to reduce that diagnostic time. But
living with it, Harriet, you must know an awful lot about it. So, can you just explain in layperson terms what endometriosis is? I said it's an inflammatory condition, but exactly what it is?
That's right. It's an inflammatory condition that comes around the menstrual cycle time, pretty much is extra shedding of the uterus, and creates extra pain. There's lesions outside of the uterus that just add fuel to the fire, really. Someone explained to me the other day, they feel a bit like a cheese grater just grating on the insides of their uterus. So pretty brutal. It's one of those things that you sort of have forever once you've got it.
Right, you can't get rid of it.
That's right. You can have surgery to reduce the lesions on the inside, but never really disappears.
I was just saying, from what you're saying, it sounds incredibly painful.
That's right. There's definitely days when getting out of bed, hard work, and rolling up in a ball seems like the good option. But there's ways to manage it as well, which is pretty cool.
I just missed what you said. There are ways to manage it.
Yeah. So I've found ways that work for me, and I think everyone's different. But I'm just lucky that the more I run, the less pain I'm in. So. Just one foot in front of the other for me.
Right, so when you're running, actually it does reduce the pain.
Yeah, I find that. Maybe it's just I'm putting pain elsewhere and I'm taking my mind off it, but I definitely sort of fold over again and cramps.
How often would you have that sort of pain because of the endometriosis, like of a month?
Yeah, everyone's different, but mine tends to be roughly 2 weeks of every month. So you're looking at 50% of the time on and off, which is, yeah, quite significant, really.
Oh, you poor thing. That must be horrendous.
Yeah, it's not easy, but, yeah, there's worse things as well.
And how do you deal with that? Do you have to take painkillers or do you just live through it and it'll go running?
Yeah, go running. That's my cure. Definitely going running and, you know, things like heat pads and painkillers can help ease the pain as well. But, yeah, it's just finding reasons to get out and get moving helps me a lot.
Yeah, great. And then to raise some money. So how can people contribute if they'd like to sponsor you to do this?
That's right. Follow Hazza's Run for Endo on Facebook and Instagram, and there's a link to a Raisely page as well.
Hazza's.
Hazza, H-A-Z-Z-A, bit of a nickname.
Is that your nickname, Hazza? Okay. Hazza's Run for Endometriosis. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And that's on, where are we going to look for that, on Facebook, or did you say we'll give a little?
Facebook and Instagram.
Instagram,
and then,
right.
Yep, and there's a Raisely page, which is same as Give a Little, pretty much.
All right, and people can, you know, donate X amount of dollars or something for each day or for the whole run, or do you have to, you've got to succeed, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. You'd hope so. But every $50 is a call on the Endo helpline to a free call for a female looking for some support and some guidance. So, yeah, we can make a lot of difference. Every $50 makes a huge difference, potentially a diagnosis for another female, which is really special.
So is there an endometriosis helpline?
Yeah, so Endometriosis New Zealand, that's who I'm raising the funds for, they provide a free helpline. You just book an appointment, and that's brought really, I guess, catalyzed action for me and for my diagnosis. Just having that call of support and someone who really understood and listened. So that's why I'm really keen to raise money for that specific part of their charity and their organisation.
Wonderful. And how many pairs of shoes? Just one?
There'll be a few different ones.
Well, yeah.
In different places.
Oh, very best of luck to you. I hope it goes well. I'm sure you'll get through it. By the sound of it, you're absolutely going to cross that finish line at Punakaiki?
It's Ross.
Ross, okay. Yeah. You're going through Punakaiki.
That's the one.
Oh, yeah. Marvellous. All right. Okay, Hazza.
Thanks so much for your support.
Yeah, good luck. Okay. There she goes. And going on Friday, Harriet Wilson.